Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, man, this fragility to the whole life thing has kind of creeped up on me in the last few weeks. It's funny because I move a lot. I'm always bouncing around. I'm like a nomad. I can never settle in one spot. I get like ants in my pants, you know. I'm in a place for a little while. I'm always like, this is the last place I'm ever going to live. And then 10 minutes later, I changed my mind. So I don't really have anything from my childhood. We had a house fire. And when I find these little gizmos from my past, some of them wound up making it through the fire because like they were at my mom's house or something. Moving a lot has its advantages. I found this case of stuff in a house I moved. Joe, you remember the Palm City house? Well, I had a bunch of stuff in there. I had left, you know, because I never sold the house. My mother-in-law lived there. So we are getting rid of it. We're buying it. We're selling this house. So I go through this case. And I found this awesome thing. This is, check this out. I showed the homies in the studio. This is more, when you get on Air Force One, there's a menu and it says, welcome aboard Air Force One. And the menu is on this side. So what they did was, this was from my first day on Air Force One. Wednesday, July 26, 2006. And then this was the one from the last one, Friday, October 2nd, 2010. So it was pretty cool, man. Everybody signed it from the shift. Brings back some memories, man. When you get a house fire and you lose a lot of stuff, little things make a huge difference. Why am I telling you that? I have no freaking idea because I got a big show today. Here's the premise of today's show right from the beginning. When the left-wing lunatics tell you they're going to do something, stop pretending if you're a swampy Republican, which is obviously not you. Stop pretending they're kidding. When the New York Times starts celebrating the deep state and X, Y, and Z happens on the same day, you better damn well pay attention because they're getting ready to kick you in the nuts. They're not kidding. This is what distinguishes you from the swamp. You take them seriously when the left talks, they don't. Today's show brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Now that we're launching into general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with this special offer. Just in case you haven't made the switch yet, until March 31st, you can get a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan. Use the offer code SPRING24. That's SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, great customer service. They give you the ability to access all three major networks. It means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, your sporting company believes in free speech, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, religious freedom, our military veterans and first responders. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. So get your free month of service today, patriotmobile.com/Dan, or call 972-PATRIOT. Get a free month of service when you use the offer code SPRING24, that's SPRING24, patriotmobile.com/Dan, or call 972-PATRIOT. All right, Joseph, let's go.
Hey, Dan, it's showtime.
It is, and I got an announcement, although I'm not going to give you the specifics yet because I want to let the host do it. But, you know, I don't do a lot of interviews. You haven't seen me in too many places. We did Megyn Kelly and what else? What other? We Crowder. Yeah, Crowder was it. It's not like a thing. I just, you know, I got kids and I'm a lot of time and stuff. We got another good interview coming up. I'm going to do another show. I'm going to let the host announce it in the coming days, but it's a pretty cool show. I think you're going to dig it coming up in May. So I'll have that announcement for you guys first. Folks, when you see a headline like this in the New York Times, you better get ready for what's coming. They are getting ready to double down on their commie deep state weaponization of government. And now at this point, they're proud of it. New York Times. It turns out the deep state is actually kind of awesome. No, come on. That's Babylon B. Negative. Negativo. That is the New York Times. Folks, this is not an accident. When these lefties tell you they're going to do something, you better well listen. Political targeting, folks, isn't the future. Weaponization of government isn't the future. It's the now.
They always tell you.
Joe, we've been doing this show 9 years. And how many headlines like that have we run where they actually advertise it? Now, the question many of you in the chat and some of you maybe newer to this show may have is if they were going to institutionalize the deep state, the blob, the bureaucracy to attack their political opponents, why would they advertise it? The answer is because they need to normalize it. I need you to understand this before I go forward. They need to normalize it. So what they do is they do this moving of the window bit by bit. First, they shock you with the, say, the arrest of a Paul Manafort or a George Papadopoulos. And then as we're all freaking out, what they do is they hit you with 30 fronts. Then they go and get Navarro. And then they go and raid Mar-a-Lago. And what winds up happening is, however horrible the parade of horribles is, sadly, we start to get used to it. We can never get used to it. You can never, ever make this the new normal. Political targeting is here. It is here now. And a lot of this stuff hit yesterday. Things that in any normal constitutional republic, in any normal time, would have shocked you to your core, happened yesterday. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be candid with you, barely generated a ripple. Because the left has become so deeply communist, collectivist, though so deeply reliant on weaponized government, that the stories don't shock the soul anymore. The same day yesterday, we had Peter Navarro report to jail, Trump advisor we had on my radio show last week. For the first time in modern American history, a presidential advisor, clearly covered by the presidential's the executive office and the communication privileges they have, was actually put in, he's in prison now, was in prison for challenging a subpoena based on executive privilege. You know, this has never happened, right, in modern history. A number of prominent Democrats have flipped the double barrel middle finger to Congress and fought subpoenas, Eric Holder being one of them, our disgraced former attorney general. He's not in jail. But that wasn't it. Letitia James is now just a few days away. The hack attorney general of New York, straight up communist, a political terrorist, is just days away in New York from confiscating nearly $500 million in Donald Trump's wealth, stealing it on a fake case. This is ready to go down on Monday. And I pledged yesterday on Twitter, and I mean it, this is not a shtick. My assets aren't liquid either, like Donald Trump's. I don't have his level of assets, but I'm doing okay. I'm willing to help with anything liquid I have. I wasn't kidding when I said it. You know, they know where to find me, and I was absolutely dead serious. I don't want to bother them with it, but I'm totally willing to help President Trump. We're just days away from the president having his wealth stolen. Then you had Bloodbath Gate again. The media will not let this go. I want to show you this video. Here's Peter Navarro getting ready to report to jail yesterday. And he makes the point that I just want you all to understand, an advisor to a president, this has never happened in modern history, getting locked up for claiming executive privilege and challenging on separation of powers a congressional subpoena. This has never happened until yesterday. Take a look.
I am the first senior White House advisor in the history of our republic that has ever been charged with this alleged crime. And I say alleged because for hundreds of years, this has not been a crime. And for 50 years, the Department of Justice has maintained the principle of absolute testimonial immunity. And it was only with my case that somehow that has changed.
You know, I'm reading you guys in the chat right now. Well, what do we do? I don't like to complain on the show. Complaining, sadly, is necessary. You know, I'm not going to celebrate this weaponized police state, but I like to offer you solutions. And I am going to offer one right now. And it's not pretty. Are you ready? Because it's the only way to combat this stuff. Folks, if we don't turn around and use these same tactics on the Democrats, nothing is going to change. Let me say that again. If we don't turn around and use these exact same tactics on them, nothing's going to change. You want to start locking people up for defying congressional subpoenas? In the next Trump administration, we should be firing out subpoenas to everyone. The EPA, the FTC, the SEC. We should be doing tons of investigations because there's a lot of legitimate stuff to invent. I'm not suggesting invent investigations. Believe me, there's enough out there. Anyone anyone who defies those congressional subpoenas, because it's going to happen, right to jail. Here's the problem. What's the problem, Chester? As you know, you're going to have Republicans. This is why personnel, ladies and gentlemen, personnel matter. Personnel or policy. Donald Trump, if he wins this election, and I hope he does, and after what happened in Florida last night, we had a really good night in Florida during that primary. Tons of counties like swapped out Democrats for Republicans. If Donald Trump wins, the most important decision is what? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Personnel. If you don't have people in there, ladies and gentlemen, with like hanging moose nuts, I mean like this, like you've got to support them. Like you need like a thing over your shoulder, like a sling to grab them. If you don't have people with mega moose nuts, do not hire them. Because the second people start getting locked up, what do you think's going to happen? The communist media is going to start hilariously crying, police state, as if they forgot all the stuff that happened before. And you know what you got to do? Wait. I'm giving you middle toes, too. That's the first fiver of all time. You got to just flip them off and just keep going. Matter of fact, when they start complaining, arrest 10 more people. It's the only way. Listen to me. It's the only way. They will never learn until they experience this themselves. Same thing with this story. This all hit on the same day. You think it's a coincidence the New York Times is now trying to normalize the deep state? They're getting ready to do even worse things. And they want to make sure that they warm you up. So when they do the next awful thing, putting Donald Trump in handcuffs and a surprise arrest somewhere, that it doesn't shock the soul and becomes normal. Navarro in jail. Breitbart. Donald Trump says $454 million bond case could force a real estate fire sale. Folks, if Donald Trump has to liquidate real estate in New York City, it is going to crush an already struggling real estate market in Manhattan, where a lot of corporate real estate, ever since COVID, people never went back to the office. Do you think New York City, Eric Adams, Letitia James, do you think they care? They don't care. Why? Because they are freaking communists. That's why. Communists care about what? Yes, power and abusing it. That is it. So, folks, in lieu of complaining about it and whining about it, what's the solution? Moose nuts.
I've got balls of steel.
I didn't even know you had that. Joe prefers steel. The moose variety is okay with me. Moose balls of steel would be even a level up. You got to hire people that are willing to do this. Now, some of this is going to be state-level action. State-level AGs and local prosecutors should be targeting criminality amongst these people on the left, too. Don't make up crimes. Don't break the law. We're not acting immorally. You guys have set a new standard, correct? That there is going to be no more political rapprochement, and we should be targeting people for this illicit behavior. I promise you, someone in the Biden family likely violated the law in many multiple states. There should be search warrants. There should be seizures of property. If you're not willing to do it, do not volunteer for the Trump team. Don't do it. Do not do it. Do not volunteer for the Trump team. We have 4 years to rescue this country from the savagery going on now. This is no time for bullshit. I am as serious as a heart attack about this. The personnel are going to be the policy. The difference is Donald Trump committed no crimes and they prosecute him. We are going to prosecute people for actual crimes they committed. You think you're going to stop these people by lecturing them? Folks, if you think this is scaring them, the left is just going to double and triple down. The only thing that's going to stop them are, what was it, Michael Anton? Who was it who wrote the piece? Real material losses. We haven't brought this up in a while, Joe. It is the only thing that's going to stop these people. Losses to reputation, losses to freedom, losses to income, real, genuine material losses are going to be the only things that stop these people. Is everybody listening? I get this all the time. Dan, what do? This is what we do. We win and we hire a bunch of personnel who are going to go for it. The left wants a new standard. Seize property, put people in prison, put Navarro in prison, criminalize presidential advisors. Fine, we'll use that new standard too. And then maybe when you get a taste of that ipecac, you'll say, damn, maybe we shouldn't have went down that road. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have. Folks, there's a lesson here. The Democrats regretted it the second they wiped out the filibuster for appellate court judicial nominations. Because McConnell, for, you know, love him or hate him, him saying, okay, you want to play that game? We're going to wipe it out for Supreme Court nominations. The Democrats never got over that because we taught them a lesson. You think you're going to stop this crazy person? Look at this video of Letitia James. This was on Fox. This lady actually campaigned on being a communist political terrorist. And she's loved. I guarantee you she'd win 55% of the vote if she ran again. You think you're going to teach these people a lesson by writing some manifesto on liberty and freedom? Good luck. Check this out.
The law, including this illegitimate president. And so, I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, defending your rights, and then going home.
I say one name, Donald Trump. Should motivate you.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the He's going to know my name personally.
President Trump could not avoid justice in the great state of New York.
Folks, they're advertising political tyranny. Joe, what did we say at the beginning of the show? We've warned you repeatedly. This is never the show that laughs off lefties. We'll laugh at lefties. We never laugh off lefties. When lefties tell you they're going to do something, Letitia James, the New York Times, getting ready to normalize the deep state, getting ready to go to war against you. Please, I'm begging you on our friendship, on this family we have here, please believe them. They're not kidding. Letitia James doesn't care she's a political terrorist. She doesn't. Me highlighting this serves one purpose and one purpose only, to wake up some questionably loyal independents who still think they may be some faith left in the Democrat Party. You already get it. Trust, when these people say something, they absolutely mean it. They are getting ready to destroy this country, the likes of which you've never seen. And it's time to get out and vote. Last night was a good night. A lot of Trump-supported candidates won in Ohio. A tax referendum went down in flames in Chicago. Florida, there were a lot of local elections. My endorsed candidate, congrats, Sewell's Point. The guy won, did pretty well. Florida, we kicked ass, booted out a bunch of Democrats. Last night was a good night. We got a chance to save this place. I'm long on the United States. Don't take this as being a depressing show. But you got to understand what we're fighting here. If you think we're fighting a Bill Clinton JFK party, you're crazy. I'm going to show you this clip coming up next of Kevin O'Leary. Many of you know him as Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank. Just lighting up a CNN host about what this destructive attack on Donald Trump and his assets in New York are going to do. The clip went viral. It's worth your time. But I'm here to warn you. The clip is great, but they don't care. Matter of fact, the lady on the panel, if you're watching on Rumble instead of listening, you'll notice the liberal lady on the panel is laughing as O'Leary is talking about the destructive effect this is going to have on New York. They don't care. But we care. Personnel or policy? Just like Letitia James was policy. Folks, today's show brought to you by Beams Dream Powder. You having trouble sleeping or staying asleep? Poor sleep could be ruining your life. Sometimes you don't even know. Sometimes the sad thing about poor sleep is you get so used to it, you don't even know you're sleeping terribly. Get a restful night's sleep and you're going to be like, wow, what a difference. Introducing Beams Dream Powder. It's what I use. It's a hot cocoa for sleep that could transform your night. You know me, you know Dream's been the game changer I've been looking for. And today my listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder. It's a science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Some of those other sleep aids cause the next day grogginess. It's no good. I mean, really, what's the point? But Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Just mix Beams Dream Powder into hot water or milk and enjoy before bedtime. If you want to try it, their best-selling Dream Powder from Beam, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino for up to 40% off. Good stuff. Check it out. And Birch Gold, listen, financial experts told us, you know, we're in the clear that we're anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year. And then what happened? Inflation data popped and it's going up again. And it's going to keep going up. Why? Because we're $34 trillion in the hole. We printed a bunch of money that's chasing a bunch of goods. So you better hedge against inflation. Do it today. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Gold has been a long-time part of my savings strategy. I buy it from Birch Gold. You can too. Text Dan to 989898. Get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metal specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Dan to 989898. Now, performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision. Message and data rates apply. Here's a video I was talking about. Kevin O'Leary is a brilliant business guy. Again, a lot of you know him from Shark Tank. This is an important clip, but I want you to pay close attention to the liberal on the panel, not the host. This is CNN, I believe. Yeah, CNN. I want you to watch the lady on the left. She thinks this is hilarious, this whole thing. It goes to show you there is no amount of a penalty that is going to stop these people from targeting you until we impose real material losses on them. They think this is hilarious, even if New York's entire economy collapses. Watch this.
I don't think this case is about Trump anymore. I think this case is about New York. It's about the American brand. It's about what we promised the world in terms of fairness and justice and investing capital in the country that's built the largest economy on earth. Forfeiture, seizing of assets. Is that in our nomenclature in America? Is that what we tell people that want to bring their money here and protect property rights? Forget about Trump. Nothing to do with Trump. You think this is good for business in New York? You think this is good for business in America? To take a law that we use to protect people against buying refrigerators at an overpriced value decades ago and apply it against an individual and then talk about seizing assets like he was in Venezuela or in Cuba? This is very, very, very bad look for New York. And everybody around the world is watching this.
If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, totally get it. Some of you can't watch the video. Please just watch that one clip. You can probably find it on social media if you don't want to just watch the show on Rumble or whatever. I totally understand. But it's really important you see for yourself, the lady on the panel, she thinks this is funny. Again, it goes back to my point. Logic and reason are not useful tools against the left. I wish I could tell you that. They are useful tools for the third party. I saw this going around Twitter the other day. It came up, and I'm very proud because lessons I've learned, I see a lot of people are grasping and spreading around their own social media accounts. You may say to yourself, well, Dan, if logic and reason don't work, then why bother even using them? Because we're not talking to the left. The left, that lady on the panel, that's what I'm talking about. They think all this is hilarious. Kevin was very logical. You're going to destroy the New York business market if people think their assets can be seized. Kind of a common sense approach. She thinks it's funny. Folks, you're not talking to her. When you're debating a leftist, they are going to laugh at you. They are going to yell at you. They're going to call you a racist. Deal with it. Because I promise you, there's always a third party listening. Told the story 1,000 times about campaign events, debating with people, crazy liberals in Maryland. And someone else would come over later and say, hey, I heard that debate. You know, that was a good point you made. It's always the third party. There's always a third party listening. That's who you're using logic and reason for, not for these people. That lady will never listen to you ever, ever. Look at her. She thinks this is funny. Look at her. She thinks this is hilarious. But the host is just sitting there as O'Leary's making an impassioned case to save New York's business climate. And like the Joker, they don't care. You are not arguing for her. Folks, here's another sign of the times. This deep state, police state, this weaponized government, the destruction of property rights, the destruction of Donald Trump's property rights. Have you not become infuriated in the last few months over these squatter stories? This is the most repulsive news line. Now, squatting is not a new thing, but it seems to have taken on a life of its own in the TikTok era, where now people just spread around, hey, here's how you can go steal someone's house. This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen, squatting. And believe me, by amazing, I don't mean that in a qualitatively good way. If someone got in your car as you stepped out and were getting gas, you'd call the cops and have them arrested for stealing your car. Yet some jackass can walk into your house, print up some bullshit deed that's obviously fake or lease or whatever, and say, hey, I own the joint. And the cops, what, arrest you? Do you see this story out of New York? This is a sign of the times we're in. And by the way, the left loves this stuff. That's why they defend it. They don't want property rights for Trump, property rights for you. These stories are all related. This is what they want. Chaos is their goal. They want to use the law to weaponize the law to attack capital owners, people who have money, people who have property, and people who work for a living. And there's no better way than to side with the squatters instead of siding with people who actually worked to purchase the home, own the home, and potentially sell the home. This lady up in Queens, where Trump grew up, Queens, New York, goes back to her home. She had left it for a little bit. Her parents left it to her. And apparently a couple of people just showed up and decided they were going to squat inside the home. She gets arrested for kicking them out. This kind of stuff cannot happen, folks, in a civilized society. It can't. Watch this.
You got to go to court and send me to civil court.
He says he signed a lease in October, but wouldn't tell us with who.
I got proof longer than that.
Show us the proof.
But who are you for me to show? I showed it to cops.
Dan with Channel 7 News. If you don't want to show it, you don't want to show it.
Cool. Come here, brother. I like Dan.
I would like to see it.
He didn't show me a lease.
This is a bill.
A bill for work he says he had done to the house. He didn't show police a lease either.
The police department doesn't have the lease?
No.
He's got no documentation.
Just bills.
So, Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
It's not where's your lease?
She's fighting the house. It's not her house anymore.
My deed is current and legal.
Arrested for unlawful eviction. She changed the locks on a man who claims he lives there.
So how does this all end then? When do you leave?
The way it ends is either she pays me my money that I put into the house, pay me the money, and I'll leave, or send me to court, and we deal with the judge in court. It's that simple.
It's not that simple. It's a long process. Evictions can take close to 2 years to complete.
Listen, there's a lot of politicians who watch my show. I'm asking you as a favor. And you know what? It's not even a favor. I'm actually doing a favor for you. And Tony, if you're the newest one here, but you've kind of been here for a little bit now. Your humble opinion on this. The first politician who cuts this shit out and gets a bill out there to reestablish property rights, you'll be a national superstar. Don't you think? Is there any sane person in America who supports this? The property owner is the owner. The default position should be that it's the owner's home and the other guy has to prove he belongs there, not the other way around. The first politician to get a national bill going about this, or even locally, you will be up on the Mount Olympus of politicians. I get it, folks. Tenants should have some rights. I understand if you're going to engage, it's a home. You don't want people tossing some dude out because he was 5 seconds late on a check. I get it. There's a code of conduct for all this stuff that should be worked out. I get it. But this is some hardcore BS, man. I'm sorry. You own that house? You give people notice they got to go? They got to go. This cutesy time crap is over. And the left loves this, by the way. They love every second of this. First politician who fixes this problem, you're going to be a superstar. You get a good bill going, producer Jim, I know you're listening. You're welcome on my show. Just reach out to Jim. Show us the bill. I'll bring you on the show. Folks, last night was a good night. Let's get back to some election coverage because we got an opportunity to change this. I am long on America. It's not an act. It's not a shtick. It's not Dan Bongino bullshitting you. I am long in America because we've been through 1,000 times worse than this. We've been through a civil war, the hippies. We've been through Vietnam, World War I. I mean, folks, we fought an American Revolution against an insurmountable army, the British, and we won. We've been through worse. We're going to fix this. Last night was a really, really good night for the MAGA movement and for Republicans. There were a lot of primaries going on. We had Ohio. We had Illinois. We had Florida. It was huge, huge last night. Florida was like a clean sweep. The Democrats are crapping their pants. And the fact that Biden is panicking over this one particular subset of votes, I mean panicking, shows you we got the leg up. Last break. Really appreciate your patience. Again, we took off Friday, so thank you very much. You know I love you guys. The sponsors keep the show free, and I really appreciate them being here. Hey, as you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They are the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep even got better with these sheets. And for a limited time, you get a queen size set for $59.98. King size is $69.98. Lowest prices in history. Mike and MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by box stores, sadly, and attacked by the media because the media is crazy. They appreciate all of your great support. Want to thank you by giving you free shipping on your entire order today. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-637-4982 and use promo code Dan. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size for $59.98, king size only $69.98. So call 800-637-4982 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Dan to get free shipping on your entire order today. And our last sponsor, we'll get back to the show, Omaha Steaks. I've now got everybody raiding the fridge for Omaha Steaks. Their semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide. Save on their mouth-watering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com. Shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. When you use my promo code Bongino at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com, shop the semi-annual sale today, and don't forget to use promo code Bongino at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code Bongino at checkout. The food is delicious. We eat it all the time. Minimum purchase and restrictions may apply. Visit omahasteaks.com for details. Folks, there will be no red wave talk here, okay? Last night was a good night. Notice I didn't come on the show today screaming and yelling with the little Joe, the machete-like knife, popping off the vuve, the vuve at a dom. We're not doing that. We have a huge election in November, and there's a very distinct possibility we could lose. However, I'm not here to depress everyone every day, and I want to be candid with you. We have a very good shot of holding the House. I don't think we're going to really take a lot more seats in the House because we're kind of at that. We're kind of hit that little bit of a ceiling. However, it's possible. I'm just being realistic. We have a damn good chance of taking the Senate. Chance, no red wave talk. And we have an excellent chance of taking the presidency. We can reform the country. We can save this place. You've got a bunch of things going on right now. AI, material science, quantum computing, all of this stuff could blow up the American economy. And ladies and gentlemen, we could be looking at a new Reagan era. I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to blow smoke. And the Biden team is panicking. They are panicking because what they thought they would make up in suburban voters who they still ridiculously claim hate Donald Trump, they are losing in droves in minority voters. Minority voters can't stand this guy because the Democrats made a mistake. Look at this Axios piece first. Biden-Harris campaign launches push for Latino voters. Push for Latino voters. Let me rewrite this headline for you. Biden-Harris campaign absolutely panicked over Latino voters. They're used it. Joe, we'll read this. You want to talk about pathetic pandering? President Biden will use a stop at a Mexican restaurant in Phoenix today. Oh, that'll do it. Latinos cone Biden-Harris.
Is he taking Jill?
Good question, Joe. Joe, yeah. I did not set that up with Joe. He did, Joe. He took Jill. And, you guys got the video, the next one? And this happened. Check this out.
Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
Fact checkers. That's okay. It's not from yesterday. We get it. Bill D. McCarthy, get the wipes out. I know you might have, dropped a load in your diaper. Calm down. That is not from yesterday. The saddest part is, except from what, like a year ago? This is how they talk to, si se puede. Let me give you a little hint. My wife is Colombian.
Yeah.
From South America, Joe, not South Carolina, because there are some liberals. They're like, you mean from South Carolina? No, the country, C-O-L-O-M-B-I. And there is nothing my wife hates more. She's an actual immigrant who came here early and, you know, learned the language and now is an American citizen. There is absolutely nothing my wife hates more than when people do the identity politics with her. I'm going to tell you something. You guys are my homies and ladies out there, so I know you never do. But people see my wife at a book signing. Nobody does this ever. And this is why she loves you all. Nobody goes, yeah, do you speak English? Hold on. She hates that. Reiki, do it to Paula. She will walk away from you in a minute. She is an American. She's an American citizen. Yes, she was born in Colombia. This is her country now. She loves it. She pays taxes. She works here. There is nothing she hates more. You just said it, Key. Hola. ¿Cómo estás? Listen, she speaks Spanish. She was born in Colombia. You don't have to test her. We get it. She hates that shit. And you know what? Almost every single immigrant from a Spanish-speaking country I've met nearly hates it too. It is your, Guy will tell you. Believe me, Guy knows it is offensive. My grandparents were Italian. I don't speak a word of Italian. I'm American. My grandmother on the other side was Irish and German. I don't speak German. I don't speak any. All I speak is English. I have a little bit of Spanish. That's it. Nobody, this is offensive. Si se puede. You breakfast tacos? This isn't going to work, man. Nobody is voting for Reverend Cain. You're all going to die. Nobody. Nobody's buying the bullshit act. You're like breakfast tacos. Hola. ¿Cómo está ustedes? Nobody's buying your bullshit. Hispanic Americans from Spanish-speaking countries are Americans. You can talk to them like normal people. You don't have to go up, hola, ¿cómo está? They get it. I promise you. They care about, they're not automatons. They're not Ewoks from Return of the Jedi. You'll get that. They're just normal people. Is this hard? The same things here, Democrats, the same shit you care about, they care about. There's nothing different. Jobs, religion, faith, their kids' school, public safety. They care about the same things. They mow their lawns like you do. They paint their house like you do. They cook like you do. They clean their house like you do. They go to work like you do. They stick a gas pump in the car and fill up. There's nothing different. Stop talking to my wife and other people like they're crazy. See, say Broadway. Yes, we can. We can ignore you. And that's what we're doing now. They went to a Mexican restaurant. Dude, what did we hit on the meter? I didn't even. All I saw was that creep up. They went to a Mexican restaurant. This is like, what do you do? Is this what you think? That this is people from Mexico, so all they do is cook? They have other jobs, you know. You can actually. What? Here's an idea. Why don't you go meet with some Mexican border patrol agents? You know, they do other things. They have other jobs. What is with their fascination with breakfast tacos and cooking? They're just normal people. You can talk to them like they own businesses. They fix cars. They fly planes. They serve in the military. The border patrol. You can't find anyone else.
Shit is getting annoying for real.
Right. He said, Joe, he's even, you know it because we've covered this before. They're even worse with black Americans. They're going to put you all back in chains. Obama, you know, this is the first time I've seen a black guy who's clean. Really? Bro, you need to get out more.
You need to, we can get Tony, right? Tony, me, and Gee, we will introduce you to five or six black people today who I promise you are rather normal folks who wake up and go to work. And yes, Joe Biden, they shower and they're clean too. Oh, I mean, he talks to people like they're freaking idiots. This is the best you can do. Here's another. I just did the Hispanic voice. Here's how you talk to black people. It's a big secret, Joe. You know what it is? The same freaking way you talk to anybody else. The hell they do? This went on way too. I'm sorry. This is not meant to be a big long. I promise you. I can't take it with the racial identity bullshit. I can't take it. I'm not doing this ever. There will be never any pandering on this show. You're black. You're Hispanic. Muslim, Jewish, Asian, Korean, Vietnamese, you're welcome on this show. You know why? You're a child of God. You're a human being with the same DNA I have. You're no different. You may speak a different language, pray to a different God. You are welcome on this show because liberty and freedom are universal values. That's it. I will not talk to anybody any different, and you're not going to make me do it either. Si, se puede. Oh, by the way, Biden again told the story. Folks, the Tibetan Plateau is back. Joe, it's back again. Biden has told this story about the Tibetan Plateau. I shouldn't throw this in there, but it happened again. And this story cracks me up more than anything because he wants to sound like this, you know, skilled, old school, senior world leader. I traveled around the world with Xi Jinping. And he always says the Tibetan Plateau because I think he thinks it sounds cool. This story's been debunked 1,000 times. And let me just say, when I was in my last line of work, and if people who serve with me, you know, there are some guys who do this. They love to use jargon because the only reason is it sounds cool. What I'm saying, Joe? We had this one guy.
Yeah.
He was a cat guy, counter assault team. That's our Secret Service SWAT team. And he loved to talk about, I work with DevGru. DevGru, like the special forces. You can just say like special forces. Like you don't have to, he just liked to say the word. The sound. This is Joe Biden when he says the Tibetan Plateau. The story's totally made up. This is like the 100th time he's told it. Check this out.
I was with Xi Jinping in the Tibetan Plateau. I traveled 17,000 miles and I spent more time than many other world leader. And the plateau, he asked me, he said, can you define America for me? It's the God's truth. And I said, yes, I can. One word, possibilities. We're the only nation in the world who believes anything's possible.
Okay, that's bullshit. Anything isn't possible. Teletransportation from here to Mars isn't possible. So you can believe it all you want, but it's not possible right now. Like, we can't do it. You can say you saw it in, like, The Fly with Jeff Goldblum or whatever, but it doesn't mean it happened, okay? So one, that's really stupid. But second, that story never happened. He's just saying it because he thinks it sounds cool. The guy's a bullshit artist, and he always has been. Hey, but getting back to some hard mechanics on the election. Folks, here is this MSNBC or CNN? Or MSNBC. Here's a segment on MSNBC. This guy, is it Kornicki or something? This guy's like they're an election analyst. Listen, man, they're in a lot of trouble in this election. The Senate, because this is the hard tactical mechanics part of what's happening in November. Yes, we got Donald Trump on the ballot, the presumptive nominee at this point. I still don't think Joe Biden's going to be the nominee, but he could be. We'll see what happens with that. The House, there's obviously every race is on. The United States Senate, you got to remember, and forgive me, I'm not talking down to anyone. I promise you, but there's some people who, you know, maybe new to the whole political scene. The United States Senate, it's obviously 100 seats, 50 states, 2 seats each. The entire class, because they're 6-year terms, they're broken up into class 1, 2, and 3. So there's only 33 races in 1 year, 34 up every 2 years. You know, obviously, because they're 6-year terms. Having said that, this specific block of 30-plus Senate seats up this year, we have never had a better Republican environment than this year. There are 2 seats that should be a pretty good shot at a pickup. Montana and West Virginia. Montana and West Virginia, we're already at 51. We got the majority back. That's if Ohio, Pennsylvania, nothing else, Arizona, nothing else happens. Watch MSNBC, their election guy, like, hey, man, So only about 30 seconds. He's like, we're in a little bit of trouble in this cycle. Check this out.
Let's say Biden wins Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and the Democratic Senate candidates are sort of carried with that tide. Okay, the Democrats protect all those seats. But as you say, that still leaves the matter of West Virginia, where Democrats pretty much know they're not keeping that seat. Joe Manchin, it doesn't look like could have even kept that seat. So right now, Democrats have 51 seats in the Senate. If they lose West Virginia, they're immediately down to 50. And that, if Donald Trump actually got elected and Democrats were only at 50. Remember, the tiebreaker then would be Trump's vice president. So that alone would be enough with a Trump victory for Republicans to get the Senate. But if Biden gets reelected and Democrats lose West Virginia, it still leaves the matter, as you say, of Montana, where John Tester's up, and Ohio. Yeah, and if they lose Montana, you know, this is a state that went for Trump by 20 plus points. If they lose Montana, Democrats are then at 49. And even if Sherrod Brown were to win Ohio, they're still below 50.
Folks, if Trump wins and all we do is win West Virginia, which I take nothing for granted, West Virginia, you get out and vote in droves. But let's just be honest. There's a very strong likelihood now that Manchin's not running again, the Democrats are going to lose West Virginia. If Donald Trump wins and that's all that happens, understand, if no other seat changes hands, if John Tester magically wins again in Montana, Sherrod Brown, Pennsylvania, the Kerry Lake race in Arizona against Gallego. If we don't win another seat, the vice president's a tiebreaker. We basically run the Senate. So again, get out and vote. Do not take any of this for granted. Any talk of a red wave, I'm immediately deleting you from my life. We got to get out and vote. But I'm very optimistic about what's ahead. Let me make just one more point about this, why I'm even more optimistic. There are races that we are strongly likely to lose, okay? California and Maryland. However, this year we have exceptionally strong candidates in those races. I am not a huge fan of Larry Hogan, but as Joe knows well, he's very popular in very liberal Maryland because he's at best a moderate Republican. He probably leans Democrat on most issues. However, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a brutal, ruthless politician. I would rather see Larry Hogan in there than David Trone or Angelo Alsobrooks, whoever's running. If they have to spend money in Maryland and California where Schiff's running against Steve Garvey, if they've got to spend money defending that, man, we're going to have ourselves a good cycle. No red wave talk, but everybody keep your heads in the game and bring 10 people to vote with you. I still got a big show ahead. I got a lot more ahead. Listen, I was going to do that. This is just how quick the news cycle is. It was like bang, bang, bang. I have this down as huge news and invasion mitigation. What is it? Invasion mitigation? What are you talking about? Folks, last night, right before I went to bed, I was like, great, the Supreme Court's not going to block Texas from arresting and deporting immigrants. Wall Street Journal. Texas has a law that makes illegal immigration illegal. Joe's like, they needed a law for that? Well, because we live in a crazy country right now run by liberal activists who love open borders. Yes, apparently making illegal immigration illegal at the state level for some reason has run into some problem in the courts because the left wants illegal immigrants. So I was like, wow, this is great. Supreme Court won't stop this. They're going to let Texas arrest illegals. Well, of course, an appeals court, they basically let them do it. The appeals court, they said until it works its way through the appeals court. The appeals court jumped right in and was like, we'll save you. And now the law is blocked again with SB4. But I don't get to debate Geraldo anymore. He doesn't work at Fox and I haven't been on there in a while. So I'm going to debate Geraldo here because he put out this ridiculous tweet yesterday about the Supreme Court, which made me laugh because it's typical Geraldo. And, you know, he's not here to defend himself, but he can put out a video and I'm more than happy to air it on the show and he can respond. Geraldo doesn't take any of these people in himself. I'm not sure if he's donating any money to help these illegal immigrants he claims to support. But he says the Supreme Court's unleashed chaos at the border. I only put this up because I want you to notice how lefties like Geraldo play these word games, right? The chaos at the border is because of Biden, not because of the Supreme Court. You see what he does? You see the dipsy-doo flipperoo? How lefties want you to believe that chaos is coming because of the Supreme Court, not the chaos that is already there? And notice what he claims the problem is. Hey, Texas can now arrest these people. You know what's going to happen? local jails will be overwhelmed. That's the problem. So the problem isn't the border and all the people coming in. The problem is they'll now get to detain people in the country illegally. We can build new jails. We can't build a new country if it's overtaken by an invasion. You see how they do this little play on words? They do this all the time. This is a famous Geraldo move. And you got to put them on the spot. What are you doing, Geraldo? You taking these people in your house? You got a lot of money. Are they going to unleash chaos? Why don't you fix the chaos? Have people over. Have them over for dinner. He don't want to do any of that. He just wants to talk a bunch of smack to you. Unleash chaos at the border. I wish I had him on the air about this. That would be classic. Have him on it. Really, that would be like, ratings would be through the roof. All right, last segment before we go today, because it's important. Folks, the House Oversight Committee, we are not giving up on Joe Biden, okay? Anyone out there telling you, oh, it's a waste of time, impeachment's going away. Impeachment at this point is probably not going to work. Or we'd lose the trial in the Senate. Biden would get to claim a victory before Election Day. But if Biden does, by some crazy chance, get reelected and is the candidate, and we have the votes, folks, we got to impeach this guy. This guy is just, the legacy is going to leave behind. This is the most disgusting guy to ever occupy the Oval Office. Between the gross kid sniffing, the woman feeling and touching, the international money laundering scheme he's involved in, Joe Biden's the most disgusting guy we've ever seen. I want you to listen to this. There was some devastating testimony House Oversight unleashed yesterday. It's about a minute or so. It's important. I want you to listen to Tony Bobulinski and one of the other business partners, a guy named Jason Galanis. I want you to listen to these guys on video talk about how this is what they were selling. Access to Joe Biden. This is for all those media people who still ridiculously claim they know better. Still claim there's no evidence. Check this out.
Our goal, that is Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and myself, was to make billions, not millions.
The prize is that contact and that access to power.
The relationship development is business. Joe Biden walking in a room and shaking Chairman Yee's hand is business.
The entire value add of Hunter Biden to our business was his family name and his access to his father, Vice President Joe Biden. Because of this access, I agreed to contribute equity ownership to them, Hunter and Devin, for no out-of-pocket cost to them in exchange for their, quote, relationship cap.
I want to be crystal clear. From my direct personal experience and what I've subsequently come to learn, it is clear to me that Joe Biden was the brand being sold by the Biden family.
What was the value that Hunter Biden brought to the table, according to Mr. Archer?
Well, it was what the term he used at the time of the Biden list. Biden lift that we talked about was access. Access meant to us at the time being in the business of acquiring other businesses, to persuade third parties to do business with us.
You just spell it out for us what the Biden lift did to induce companies to want to be able to do these transactions. What was it? What was the Biden lift?
I think it's situation specific. Foreign investors would have a view of political access to the most powerful, admired country in the world, leadership in the most powerful, admired country in the world.
Folks, again, this is what I want to, you know, themes and narratives. People think in stories. I want to be clear. There are a lot of you out there saying, Dan, it doesn't matter. There's no amount of evidence that's going to convince these people on the left. You are correct. They're already convinced. We're not doing this for the lefty lunatics. I'll show you what I mean. Put up that Politico piece if you could. This is from the Bible of the left, as you know, is Politico Playbook. It's a very popular email list. It's written by absolute lefty lunatics. Rachel Bade or Ryan Lizza and Eugene Daniels. These are lunatics. I mean, these are like commies, right? I want you to know what. So you have a business partner to keep this up. You have a business partner to the deal, Tony Bobulinski. And another business partner to the deal, this guy, Jason Galanis. You just heard them on video, basically fessing up that Joe Biden was knee deep in this entire scandal. That's not just evidence, Joe. If you're an investigator, that is hardcore PC for an arrest warrant. You have a co-business person, in some cases, a possible co-conspirator. And I'm not suggesting these two are, but when co-conspirators are people involved in a deal, say, hey, listen, I was there. They did this. That is alone in many cases enough for probable cause. The fact that we've got checks to Joe Biden, texts from Joe Biden, texts to foreign leaders about Joe Biden. We've got suspicious activity reports, millions in transactions. This case is hook, line, and sinker. Reminding you again, do not get frustrated. You are not talking to Rachel Bade, Ryan Lizzo, and Eugene Daniels. They already know Biden's guilty. This is a shtick to them. This show and that clip airs for the third party. We have an election coming up. America deserves to know what their president has been up to. And Joe Biden is the single most corrupt human being to ever sit inside the White House. There is not even a close second. Let me leave you on a good note. Did you see this video? This Super Bowl champion guy, Harrison, what is it, Bulky or something? He's the Chiefs. He's sitting there in an interview. Did you see this? Just goes to show you how this is done. I don't know this guy at all, and I don't know what his politics are. I really don't care. But I want you to watch how this media guy in the beginning tries to rope this guy into a political conversation about gun control. And this is just an amazing answer this guy gives. This is how it's done, folks. Watch this.
There is a debate in this country over the best way to curb gun violence after being so close to it.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Yeah. I had to do a lot of thinking about what took place at the parade. I know gun violence was a big discussion, but at the end of the day, this is degenerate violence and it should not be occurring. I think we need strong fathers in the home. I think we need men that are leading, that are setting good examples, that are teaching the young men in our society that violence is not the way to handle our disputes. It's very unfortunate what happened. Unfortunately, many, many children were injured. Beautiful young lady was killed over someone getting offended and turning to violence to handle that dispute. It's so sad. I don't think guns are the issue. I think we need fathers in the home that are being great examples for our youth.
Harrison Butker, man, God bless you, brother. I don't know your politics. I don't care to know your politics. I love that you play football and you do it well, but that's exactly how you answer that question. Guns, tools like anything else. In the hands of a bad person, any tool can become a bad thing, but it's the bad person that makes a tool a bad thing, not the other way around. That is the exact way to answer that question. Fathers in the home. And liberals hate when you talk about that. I mentioned that one time, fathers in the home at a congressional hearing, and a guy freaking lost it, lost his mind. He was like, that Bongino guy mentioned the fathers in the home. That's just an excuse. No, it's not an excuse. It's the truth. You put a father in the home and you're going to get a different, child. Folks, thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Listen, last night was a good night, man. We did okay. But we got to keep up the momentum. A lot of people turned out to vote, even though Donald Trump's already the presumptive nominee. If you've got a primary coming up in your state, get out and vote. It doesn't matter. You've got to show the forces that be and the donor class out there that we're in charge now. We're willing to show up and support our guy. Super important. Make sure you download the Rumble app. We made some really significant upgrades. Join us and watch the video show every single day, rumble.com/Bongino. See you at 11 a.m. tomorrow and on the radio show in just a few minutes. Catch your mom.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.